I wanted to, as I begin this message today, I wanted to give a special shout out to Karen Birkelbach for bringing the message last week. It was terrific to just be in the back and to know that things were taken care of. And she had a message that was on hymns of forgiveness. And the week before that, we were considering hymns about our beautiful Savior, Jesus Christ. And the week before that, we were singing songs of How Great Is Our God, How Great Thou Art, songs about God, our Creator, our Father. And this week is hymns of vision. And you know, as I'm thinking about it, I believe that Jesus' favorite miracle was opening the eyes of the blind. He does that so many times in the Gospels you're reading through, and Jesus is, there he is again, opening the eyes of the blind, telling somebody to, and doing it in all these kind of strange, creative ways that I love. One time he spits in the mud and rubs it on the guy's face and tells him to go wash in the pool. And I mean, all these different stories, but my favorite story of Jesus, healing someone's blindness is one that's really deep. And it's one that happens after Jesus has been crucified and is risen. And the number one enemy of the church, it was Saul, who, that's his Hebrew name. His Greek name is Paul. Paul is on the way to Damascus to persecute the church. And Jesus first causes blindness. First, this bright light that Paul sees on the way would cause him to be blinded. And there's a leader in the church, Ananias, who gets the message that he's to go to pray with Brother Saul. And it was something like scales, it says in Acts chapter 9, fall from his eyes, and he could see. And his vision was returned, but he never saw things the same way ever again. And so we come to this scripture. And in Corinthians, he's saying this: so from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And we know that this is for us. All this about opening our eyes. And we know that this is something that we have to continue to pray, that God continues to open our eyes, that we could have that vision. There's a song that I'd like to share with you. I've shared this one other time with you before, and it's a prayer. And it's just a simple prayer that we can all pray together, asking God to open our eyes. And then the second verse is, open our ears, Lord. Help us to hear your voice. The third verse is, open my heart, Lord. Help me to love like you. And the fourth verse is an answer. I am within you. Deep in your heart, O love, I am within you. Rest now in me. The words will be up on the screen. These are the first three verses are right here. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see. Open my heart. Open my ears, Lord. Help me to hear your voice. Open my ears, Lord. Help me to hear. Now it's open my heart. Open my heart, Lord. Help me to love like you. Open my heart, Lord. Help me to love. I am within you. Deep in your heart, oh love, I am within you. Rest now in me. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God. You are our strength, our rock, and our redeemer. God, we love you, and we open our eyes to see your face and our ears to hear your voice and our hearts. God, would you help us to love the way that you do? God, we give you thanks that you are with us always. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. There is perhaps in your hymnal many favorite hymns. And if I had to pick, I just don't know which one I'd pick. If I was on a desert island and could pick my top three hymns, I believe that this one that I'm going to speak about today would be one of them. And it's the hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou My Vision. It's this beautiful hymn. You can find it in your hymnal. It is hymn number 4. I wonder who can be the first one to find it. Hymn number 451. Hymn number 451. Thank you. If you want to turn to that, I'm going to be speaking about the phrases in it, and I want you to see it because if you're like me, you've sung this many, many times. But to slow down and look at the verses is particularly meaningful and maybe helpful for you as well. So it starts with the words, Be Thou My Vision. Now, you know, we talk about vision and my, you know, I was telling Maria just last night, I think my eyes need another eye exam, and I'm probably gonna need some new glasses and frames, and that's a bummer. My eyes are trending in the downward, you know, way. As I get older. That's just kind of how it works. But this is asking God for something very different. It's not, God, clear up my vision. It's, God, be my vision. Be my eyes. Help me to see what you see. Help me to see others. Help me to see myself, you know, to see myself, others, our community of faith, this part of San Antonio, our state, our country, the world. Help me to see things the way you see it, God. Be my vision is what this is asking. This song is a prayer. I wanted to say that. And I love the quote by C.S. Lewis where he says, I believe in Christianity the way that I believe in the sunrise. It's not only that I can see the sunrise, but by it, I can see everything else. I love that. It's not just that I can see it, but by it, I can see everything else. God, be my vision, O Lord of my heart. And then the very next line, it says, Thou my best thought. You know, I never thought so much about my thoughts. You think about thoughts? What do you think? You think about it some? Sometimes you don't. Sometimes where do thoughts come from? They just kind of happen. And sometimes we call it like stinking thinking. Like sometimes your mind just kind of goes on a downward spiral and you think, oh, those thoughts I had for the last little while, they weren't my best thoughts. I need to think about something else. And you know this, the way you think about something else is not trying to not think about the thing you don't want to think about. Does that make sense? Right? You know, none of y'all were thinking about that purple elephant until it said, don't think about the purple elephant. Everybody's like, purple elephant. No, it's that you have to be really intentional about the things that you think about. Thou my best thought. Just a few moments ago in prayer, we all thought our very best thought. There's a story in our devotional book about Dorothy Day. She was going to write a memoir, and she wanted to spend some time thinking about her life. And she just said, well, most of my life I spent thinking about Jesus and the time where he came to earth all those years ago. And she said, I didn't really even have to write a memoir. I just thought how wonderful it was for me to spend time all these years thinking about Jesus and that love. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Then thinking about Jesus in that way, thinking about God, spending time just thinking about it. I wonder if thinking about God is prayer for you. And what do you think about in prayer, and how do you do it? You know, I come in here sometimes with a lot on my mind. You know, a lot of things. Am I doing all the right things? Did I spend the time in the right ways? Am I doing okay? How's it going? What's going on? And I just come into this place right here. And you know, a prayer practice that I've begun to really do, and it's really easy. And you can do this today. When you come back later for the community table and you find yourself in this room right here, you can do this before you even leave today. Maybe you want to hang out. It's just thinking about all these things that are on the kneelers here. You know, they're just right here. You know, maybe I want to kneel right here and think about God becoming human and one of us. And there's a manger, a star, you know, fruitfulness, the cup of salvation, the water of my baptism, the water that Jesus used to wash feet, the fish that are sort of in a endless circle. This idea of abundance and feeding the multitudes. The Methodist church needs prayer. You could pray right here on the Methodist cross and flame, praying for the Methodist church. I don't know. Maybe that's something you'd want to do. There's all these symbols, and I think about all these things. And thinking about God is a way of praying, to have God on your mind when all the other things could be swirling around in your mind. I think about it like this. When you're thinking about thoughts, it says in Philippians 4, and Paul sums it up this way. He said, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true and noble and reputable and authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. I think about those good things. Those things make me think about others that I've known and loved. Those things that we admire. We were coming up with a scripture to talk about Paul Park, our dear friend. And I was meeting with Barbara, and we were thinking about a New Testament scripture. And one of the daughters said, well, here's some of the things I admired about Dad. And it was as if she was going right through that scripture, because that was what she thought about. Thou my best thought. And then that leads to wisdom. Be my wisdom and my true word. What is wisdom? Well, wisdom is not something that happens just overnight. And it's not something you can crack open a fortune cookie and find some wisdom. Wisdom is a lifelong thing. It happens over time with lots of pain, lots of struggle, lots of understanding, patience, perseverance. It kind of seeps up and through you, wisdom that we seek. And really, truly, the way to be wise is to try to be one with God, who is wisdom itself. And then there's this beautiful word in the same hymn, thou with me, and I with thee, Lord. I was thinking about that just yesterday as we celebrated the life of Farrell Trask. This idea that you can look back in seasons of your life and in times. I was talking to Bob about this morning. He said, I look back on my life and I see different times in my life, and I see it's so clear in hindsight that Christ was with me. And theologians, you know, talk about the most important thing, or what's the most important thing when you think about God. It's that one little word, with. God with us. Love with us. Jesus telling his friends before he's resurrected, before he goes to heaven, he says, remember, I will be with you always. Always. Till the end of the age. The last verse of the The hymn has a phrase that I'd sung so many times and never thought about it. Heart of my own heart. You know, if you think about that literally, think about that picture, like your heart. And then your heart, what does your heart do? Well, it's the thing that makes all your blood flow to all the rest of your body. You know, scientifically, it's your heart. We think about it as a love, even compassion. You might know exactly what I meant if somebody's saying something or doing something negative and uncaring, and you say, "Do you even have a heart?" Well, you know what that would mean, right? So you do have a heart, but that your heart has a heart. That is a really profound idea. Heart of my own heart, that your heart has an internal compass. It has a way of locating God because your heart has its own heart. What a wonderful image that is right there in the song. Whatever might be my vision. That is our prayer for today as we continue to move from this place, asking God to be our eyes as we discern the path forward. If there is anything good and true, trustworthy, noble, think about these things. Put these things into practice. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for you are with us, for we are not alone. And God, we thank you that in all the seasons and chapters, God, we can trust that you are faithful. And God, we ask that you would help us because sometimes our thoughts aren't in the places that they should be. And God, we thank you for the reminder that we have a choice about what we think about. So God, our challenge today from you is that we would be very careful with the thoughts that we think. God, that you would continue to open us up to see things the way that you do. That we might come into more and more clarity of who we are and how we're connected. God, thank you so much for your heart and for the way that you continue to let your love be known and shared and savored. And God, we thank you for these blessings. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.